This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I do not want anybody to be nervous today. I want everyone to be confident. Let's exude self-confidence, strength of character, happiness, joy, love, and all that good stuff. After all, it is Friday, so we might as well we'll take the good over the bad. Thank you very much. And as proof of that, Victoria and Karen and I have the story of a woman named Sarah Doubledom. What a great name. Sarah Doubledom was at a low point in her life, like many of us are or have been. She was 23 years old. Her boyfriend just told her to get lost. She wasn't happy with her career. She took the dissatisfaction as a form of inspiration to start a new magazine called Darling, designed to speak to women just like her. The mission statement, quote, to improve women's self-esteem by focusing on character and dignity instead of obsessing on things like body image. Ms. Doubledom, who did some modeling work before launching the magazine, wants Darling to present realistic portraits of what it is to be a woman and will not Photoshop anybody that appears on the pages of the magazine. She said, quote, by not photoshopping women, we're saying women are not in need of alteration in any way, shape, or form, and that they are beautiful as they are. That in itself makes a huge statement. Man, doesn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Magazine features women of all sizes, ages, ethnicities. She says we need to broaden the definition of beauty. You know what we need to broaden the definition of? Self-confidence. Self-confidence. And by the way, I wish that she would do a version of this for men. Because men, although many will not be man enough to admit that they need inspiration like this, men who work on their bodies, but not on their minds, not on their psyche, not on the rest of them, it's important to work on everything. It's important for women and men to work on their minds, to work on their bodies, to work on their psyche, to work on their ability to have relationships. That's important for all of us, not just for women. I can say that as a guy who feels that it's important to be in touch with yourself. I don't have any qualms, and you hear me regularly talk about things that are going on in my life that are iffy, dodgy, squirrely, uncomfortable. And I think the way to be successful is to be in touch with yourself that way. How many different definitions do you hear of the word success? This is a successful person because he or she has $40 or $50 million and a nice home and a nice car. But gee,
I feel like we always hear one definition of success, and it's just
alone.
Money or fame.
Alone. They're alone.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah. What about the people who are affected not by the words and actions of others? Are you supposed to be? I'm very much affected by the words, the actions, or the inactions of other people who I hold in my inner circle. But we are alone as we come in, and we are alone as we go out. But during the time between when we come in and when we go out, it's nice to have good, strong relationships. The way you develop them is to have confidence in yourself. And many of us have gone through up and down, sideways, the ins and outs of being confident or not, based not necessarily on what you think of yourself, but what other people think of you. Not important what other people think of you.
Yeah, but I think that's where a lot of this issue stems from, is that the people who are photoshopping this, I think, feel this pressure that, you know, this is what people are supposed to look like. Yeah. But I think this is a great story because, you know, all of these controversies have come out in the last few years about women mostly who were on magazine covers and didn't want their bodies to be photoshopped and didn't know it was going to happen. And so then later you see their unretouched photos and I think, wow, they look great. Uh-huh. And if they had put this in the magazine, no one would have ever known. It would have looked fine.
A lot of celebrities have been very upset about it. Kerry Washington leaps to mind. I mean, they trimmed down her nose. I mean, they made her face look unrecognizable. Kerry Washington is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And a lot of celebrities, female celebrities, are sending out on their social media platforms the unretouched photos. And in most cases, you really can't even notice the difference. In the Kerry Washington case, that was crazy what they did to her face. But in other cases, you just look at the originals and think, well, she looks beautiful. Why would anyone even bother messing with that?
I know. I look at the originals and I think, you know, I can't even see any of the flaws that they had in the first place that they thought needed to be changed.
Right.
I think, well,
but let me dig deeper into this for a minute. I don't want to make this the standard of the whole hour, but I do think it's worth a bit of consideration when you think more deeply about what we know about all of these people that we're talking about. I mentioned earlier Shannon Doherty and her pictures of the breast cancer problems, the battle she's going through, and all of the people on Instagram that are following her and her comments and stuff. Here's a woman that in any measure has been the bad girl, has been a distraction, has been a pain, and now people turn around because they are involved in something that's none of their business. I mean, whether she made the choice herself to do this, I think as I look at some of these other
posts, the pictures of her shaving her head,
any of it, it's of any of these things. When you get into the whole realm of what it is that people are so enthralled with, they want to know everybody else's business, and it's none of their business. The digging around these people from TMZ and the like who invade people's privacy. I remember. And I've told the story before about going to Uri Geller's wedding, and he had it in his house on the Thames in England, and he has a 12-foot hedge around his house. And there were, I counted them, there were 49 photographers who were on ladders trying to get a picture of the people who were at this wedding. It's none of their business, and it's none of anybody else's business. You know, we talk about the people who are on, just looking at the people list this week from the Talkers Magazine charts, the people who are being discussed, this Milo Yiannopoulos, Roger Ailes, Gretchen Carlson, you know what I'm saying. These names that come up that have become part of the public spectacle, but yet we dig into their lives. And many of the things that we talk about are none of our business, really and truly. The thing with Roger Ailes and all those people that work at Fox, that's really nobody's business. But yet, we've made it our business. Somebody makes a statement, and then everybody starts running around looking for stories to back up the statement. Gretchen says this, and then Megan says that, and then somebody else says something else. And you get into this fiasco about things that are really none of your damn business. And so, and that's where we go with this sort of thing. I think that's part of the sordidness.
Well, when
of
people make
where
things
we are.
Public, though, I mean, Gretchen Carlson made that, her lawyer made all of that public. No one would have ever have known that that was going on. And Shannon Doherty sharing her cancer story, she's had 5,000 other cancer survivors sharing their stories, too. So that's something that's a really positive in terms of opening up your personal life.
Is it really?
For women, absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. I find that inspiring. Because why would you not want a support system?
I don't
want to
see people. It's not the support system. I just don't want to. We have so much suffering in the world. I don't want to see more of it. If there's a story maybe attached to it that gives people hope at the end of the day, but I know people in my family who've had cancer and it hasn't worked out very well for them.
Well, I think everyone has that story, but the whole point of at least the Shannon Doherty story is that she is suffering, and yes, everyone has had a family member who has suffered, but she's trying to provide hope. And like Victoria said,
you know, it would be a better way.
System.
Here's the way I would have approached it, were it me. And this may sound cruel and hard, But if she hadn't drugged herself out, if she hadn't smoked herself into a hysterical situation, she hadn't been involved with alcohol, maybe she wouldn't have had breast cancer.
Yeah,
maybe
we don't know that for sure. We don't know that.
I'm telling you that there's a lot of stuff that goes on activity-wise that causes people's health to be what it is. And that could be, but we don't know what she did.
There are tons of people who have breast cancer who haven't lived the life
they've never had a sip of alcohol. Yeah.
I'm not talking about breast cancer. I don't want to have my words twisted around here. I'm talking about Shannon Doherty being now some sort of the picture of hope or whatever it is, and I think that there are probably better stories that could have been told. Maybe people who didn't abuse themselves who have had cancer.
Maybe, but I don't really think it matters where it comes from, as long as you're getting
hope. I understand.
Hope.
I respect your opinion. I just happen to disagree. That's all. I think that it's we all have our opinions. I think that it's important for us to share our opinions, but I think that there are... I would like to see better stories with regard to this. And then perhaps you could say, well, you just said it was none of our business. And there's a fine line, I guess, between...
Better stories. You mean better people is what you're
saying. Better people. Yeah, right. Yeah, yes.
So who are we to judge who's a better person who has cancer, who isn't, or who deserves cancer and who doesn't?
No, nobody's saying anything about deserve. That word never came out of my mouth.
No, I know.
That what in this circumstance, we're taking somebody who has been basically a very negative role model. That's as nice a way as I can put it. Judgmentally by any circumstance. And now maybe she's come around. Maybe her life has changed because of the way she lived it. I hope that that's part of the case. I hope that she lives a long and happy life. And maybe this is what she needed to turn her life around. That I would give her. And
right, but how is this any different than everyone rallying behind Charlie Sheen now? Because everyone
I'm not rallying behind Charlie Sheen.
No, but I mean, but in general, I mean, and everyone on this show, too. When his Sheen OGs came out, everybody, oh, we're going to buy the Sheen OGs, and Charlie Sheen's back on track.
I didn't say I was buying.
I know you're not buying. I'm just saying it was a collective. We were all happy that Charlie Sheen seemed to be doing better. And no one was more of a human train wreck than Charlie Sheen. So
always
how is it
good.
He was so much worse than Shannon Doherty.
Always
better.
But
Shannon Doherty's trying to do something positive
now. But you see what we've taken most of the world of Charlie Sheen, even when people think about him now.
Charlie Sheen is HIV because of his own doing.
But that's
something you can control getting.
He is, of course you can. He could control anything about his life, as I'm suggesting Shannon Doherty could have controlled what is going on in her life. But the other side of it is it's a complex issue. It becomes... sort of we're peering into their private place, and that makes me sort of uncomfortable as well. 20 minutes past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like two-pocket folders for just 17 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in-store, 10 online.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
The safe oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we
23 after the hour. Actually, it's 24 past the hour now. Music news from one of the most talented men. I don't want to even say men. I think this guy's one of the most talented people around. Music, acting, his persona seems to be extraordinarily positive. There was a panel yesterday at the San Diego Comic-Con, and in that panel, Justin Timberlake and his co-star Anna Kendrick from Trolls held court to talk about their animated film. And so this song, Can't Stop the Feeling, that he has done is already on its way to being the song of the summer. Why do you think that is? What is there about this song that seems or feels better than some of the other stuff that's around, ladies?
I think people just like to be happy in the summer, and they want to feel a little carefree and fun. And this song just exudes that. It just feels happy. It feels good.
It's like Pharrell's song, Happy. It's like the next version of it. It's great.
So will this have the traction that Happy, that everybody knows that song from Pharrell. Is this something that will have that kind of legs, do you think? Can't Stop the Feeling?
Yeah, because this is going to be all, if this fades at all over the summer, it'll be back November 4th when Trolls is in the theaters. So
Okay. All right, crank it up a little, Carol. Let's get a little more feel for it. So, in your opinion, does his stuff, all the pop stuff, sound similar? Or does he have enough, like, you listen to Coldplay and you can tell it's Coldplay. You can listen to some of the contemporary artists and you can tell it's them. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. That's always been the case, I think, in pop music. But I wonder what you think about him and his ability, his appeal to people. Because a lot of times people say, well, I like his music because it sounds like such and such and so and so. And then they resist changes that some people try to make later on in their career.
Well, if you listen to this song compared to his last album, it's very different. And I think that he has so many... Well, because his last album was all influenced by his growing up in Memphis, and it had a lot of Memphis R&B and blues influences. So, you know, I think that he's incredibly versatile, and that's one of the things
too.
I love about him.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and I think that's what most people love about him. I know some people don't have that much success when they try and change genres, but everyone has always been supportive of him every time he changes his sound. Because he's good at all of them.
Yeah.
He's putting out good music in every genre he tries.
He's good at whatever he does. That's something we give a thumbs up to. God love him. All right, let's see here. Next item of interest comes from a lady named Dr. Dot. I want to find her. This lady is Dorothy Stein. She has a massage parlor. And she has a special way of working on the bodies of the singers from the Rolling Stones, the Def Leppard, to David Bowie, to Robert Plant, to Simon Cowell, to Eminem, to Kanye, Katy Perry. She gets $250 an hour for biting people's back. I like that. Who wants to have their back bitten? Please raise your
hand. Not me. Nope.
No.
No thanks.
But nothing better than a good massage, though, right? You have a good massage place you go to in New York?
Yeah. I haven't been. I'm overdue, but yes. But no one's biting me, because that's just gross.
Well, what do you think? Well, these guys, they get off on all kinds of strange things anyway.
Yeah. Now, I mean, she's not breaking the skin, that we know of, but
well, she says biting is optional. Mariah Carey said, no, I don't want to have my back bitten.
That's the sanest thing Mimi has ever said.
All right, about that. When she was younger, she was okay. Anyway, the weird world of rock and roll and rock stars. They just do excessive stuff because they can. So that's the story of Dr. Dot at 28 past the hour. Good day.
Work hard now, make things easier later. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In life, you can either work hard at first and then make things a whole lot easier for yourself down the road, or you can take the easy path at first and then make things harder for yourself for the long haul. The choice is ultimately yours. There's no right or wrong in this choice, just choice. You get to decide how you want to spend your life. If you want to spend more time with things being hard, take the easy path at first. If you want to spend more time with things being easier, take the hard path at first. It's really just that clear. You can apply this to the effort you put into anything you do. The harder you work up front, the easier things get. And your future self will thank you for your effort. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Introducing Taco Bell's Dollar Morning Value Menu. 10 delicious breakfast choices like the sausage flatbread quesadilla, grilled breakfast burritos, and mini skillet bowl for just a buck. The only dollar breakfast value menu in America where everything's a dollar. Select Craftsman Extreme Group tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace, like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Group tools at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Today, 34 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug with Victoria and Kara. The above normal temperatures that are happening in our country now are expected to continue through October. Oh, isn't that great? We'll be hot and sweaty. You can use the pool if you can find any water to put in it.
Yeah, if you're in California, good luck.
Yeah. You know, what? This affects all of us in a way that we may not think on the surface about. It is hot, humid in many places, ground is dry and parched. If this was a television program and I could pan, maybe someday we'll get we'll have the ability to do the video of the program. That means I'll have to get dressed, I guess, and so will the rest of you. Although Kara is dressed because she couldn't drive all the way to work in
her pajamas. Apparently you have to wear clothes when you're in public. That's what they tell me.
Really?
I think, though, Kara admitted once that she sometimes forgets to put a bra on.
Don't even say
no.
That.
Really?
Jeez. It's not a forget. Sometimes you just don't feel it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, the brown grass and the fields. I was baling hay last night until almost dark, and the hay is good, has great smell to it, but it has this, it's dried out some of it. And so it doesn't have as much green to it as you would like to have. And that's the case not only here, but all around the country. Hay is going to be very scarce this winter because of the fact we don't have any water, no second crop. So I'm thinking as a farmer now, and then I think about my friend who's the produce guy. We call them truck farmers in the Northeast. His corn is wilting. The squash isn't growing well. He doesn't have the ability to irrigate because the fields are all over the place, all over town. He and I both use fields that are all over. Not only, well, he's basically in this town. I'm all over in four or five different towns, and you can't irrigate. So the good stuff that people expect from him isn't really good. And that'll be the case all across the country. So what will happen as a result of that is that people who are on the inside who want to make sure that what you see, even though what you get may not be what you think you're getting, the squash will be all shined up and the apples will be all shined up, and but they won't be from America. Because America's having a drought, and there isn't going to be a lot of good produce going forward. There's going to be some, but the corn market's going to be way down. The bean market's going to be way down. It just is. But more to the locavores who like to go today, for example, in many areas where you have a, what are those, what do they call it, CES or C, what do they call a thing that you get from the farm?
I know what you mean.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yes, yeah, my friend has one. It's like a community farmer.
CSA?
CSA, thank you.
CSA, there you go.
Good for you. That's good. You know one of those, Kara?
I don't. My mom's a part of one, so that's where I got the strawberries when I went picking earlier this year.
Okay. So you go a couple, three times a week to the farm, Fridays, Mondays, whatever, and you get your produce. This fellow who has their two farms, one directly, if you were here sitting in my seat, directly to the west is an organic farm, and then directly to my north is the other farm. It's a general, he uses some chemical fertilizers. I don't do that with my stuff, but that's what he chooses to do. But he's still got good stuff. Anyway, but his potatoes are not growing, and the cabbage isn't growing, and the broccoli isn't growing. And so how's this guy going to survive is the question. And I asked that and spread it across to all the areas. Those of you who have CSAs, those of you who go to the local farms, what are you finding? 888-302-3684. Is it just part of the the overall things that are going on? Are we getting... This is... The planet is going through a drought. It isn't just here. There's a drought pretty much across the Northern Hemisphere. So why is it? Is it global warming? Is it Mother Nature? Is it just one of those things? And then we talk about... next week, by sort of popular demand, I'm going to start having Maria Trilogy on with us to talk about the astrological impact of what's going on. How much of this is part of that? How much of the way you feel today or the way I feel today is wrapped around that? And what do we do to get ourselves out of these difficult times? That's it. I mean, you look at the highlights from the Republican convention last night. You know, the one thing, Carol knows the answer to this because... I mentioned it a little earlier, but I didn't, you don't know, Victoria. My focus on the Republican convention, the only thing that stood out last night for me was Trump vowing to protect the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, or whatever the Q stands for, group.
Yep, queer, yeah.
That was
good,
the
I'm
only
glad he did that.
Thing that stood out. And so... you look at all of the other stuff that goes back and forth. People still talking about Cruz and what his whole business meant. And he's another one of these guys, like what I was saying about before. I just kind of write him off instead of getting all worked up about him like a lot of people are. You just write him off. Is Trump Ivanka, is the real Donald Trump the one Ivanka described? Is he the real Donald Trump? The way she described her father? What do you think? If that's the case, he'd make a wonderful president. If he is as she described him. And she, by the way, has a lot more credibility than her stepmother, who's, what, about 3 years older than she is? How old is this? How old is Melania?
No, Melania's, what is she, late
40s? 40? Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah.
So she's in, how old is Ivanka? Mid-30s, right? 35, 36, yeah. Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, didn't we think that Ivanka presented her father well? What did you think? Either of you watch it?
No, I didn't see it. But okay. I've seen her speak before, and she's a very good speaker, and I like Ivanka Trump. So I think that I had no doubt she was going to do a great job.
Well, let's go one step further. Most everybody that I know, including me, has a high opinion of Trump's family, his two sons that I talked to. I can get vibes from people in seconds. They both came across to me as being straight shooters, smart and focused, and they're good salespeople for their father. Does he embarrass them? You would wonder that once in a while, but they seem to be truly, you can tell by watching body language whether they're having a problem with him or not. And, you know,
I think it's very clear they all those kids really love their dad, and that's a wonderful thing.
So what if they're good kids? What does that say about him? I'm here, by the way, I'm not selling Donald Trump by any stretch of the imagination, but I just think that there's so many people that are pounding away on him. Last night, Jon Stewart was on the Late Show with Colbert, and man, did he do a number on Sean Hannity and Donald Trump. I mean, he just 10 minutes of stuff that was put together pretty much the way the monologues used to go on The Daily Show that he hosted.
Well, he's been off the air for a while. It's all been building up, I guess.
Well, but what's the, you see, that's the question. Is, who's the real Donald Trump? And for that matter, who's the real Hillary Clinton? Do you think we see or hear or know who the real Hillary Clinton is? We think we know who she is based on her having been exposed to us for a long, long time. We've known Hillary Clinton since the early 90s. So you got 25 years at least of knowing who Hillary Clinton is, or thinking you know who Hillary Clinton is. Is that really who Hillary Clinton is? Daughter is a sweet kid. Daughter is a wonderful kid, Bill and Hillary's daughter. Great kid. And she loves her mother and has forgiven her father and loves her father. So, she's a good kid. What does that say about the parents? Are they okay? They're not perfect, by any stretch of the imagination. Donald Trump's not perfect.
Yeah, so but you have to be a really bad parent in order to, I mean, I don't know. I think that it says that both the Clintons and the Trumps have raised great kids.
Yeah.
And that's something.
So does that mean something,
well,
though,
for both of them?
Victoria? Does that mean, so is there a better way of sort of deciding, I was going to use the word judgment, but I think that's a lousy word, of figuring out who to vote for. See, that's the kind of stuff that I use as a gauge. You could hear it in my voice earlier this week and last week that I was getting tired of Donald and all of the shenanigans, and I really don't like Pence. So, okay, I'm going to write him off. Then where am I going? Just look around. And look at the other choices, and so
a lot of people feel the way you do.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, all right, well, where do we really go?
Where do we go?
Yeah,
I have. There are many things about Hillary that are good. Some things about Hillary are not so good. And so from that, you know, who's going to be the vice president if she chooses Vilsack, the former governor of Iowa and now Secretary of Agriculture, and it looks like he's a very serious candidate? I wouldn't give her a second thought because he has made a mess of agriculture in this country. And I'm close to that. I know of which I speak, from whence I speak. So I don't know his kids. Maybe his kids would present him as a wonderful guy. And maybe he is, in terms of, well, you see, what matters? Does it matter that he made a mess of the agriculture department? Well, I don't know him on any other dimension, so yeah. Although now I'm thinking about it, I met his son. His son is in radio. And he introduced me to his father at some event when I was on a personal appearance in Iowa, and this was quite a long time ago. And I thought at the time the guy was okay. But, man, has he made a mess of agriculture. He really has. That's what I carry forward. But is that stuff superficial, and is how the children talk about their mother or father the more important thing, if the children come across as having credibility? I think Ivanka Trump helped her father immeasurably. She may have countered all of the darkness that came from him later in his speech, because it wasn't an uplifting speech by any stretch of the imagination. I didn't think it was at all. So, and as a matter of fact, I think I slept very badly last night. I'm very poorly. And I'm thinking that part of it was watching some of that stuff before I went to bed. Don't watch things. Yeah, I don't normally watch television. I read a book and then fall right to sleep. I didn't sleep 2 hours last night, tossing and turning around. And a lot of, I had weird dreams about stuff. And then, who was it? Uri Geller said to us earlier this morning, well, the next thing the Daesh is going to do is find a suitcase bomb and drop it off in some city and kill 200,000 people.
Oh, hello. Thanks, Uri.
Welcome, yeah.
I thought that was a very interesting take on uplifting our spirits.
Yeah. Right. I called him and I wanted him on the air to talk about positivity because these are difficult times. And at the end, he says, well, you know what? This might happen. God love him. All right, where are we here? I'm running long on them. Well, today is one of those days. Everybody, you stick around, you know me, you love me. I'm feeling extraordinarily philosophical, probably because I didn't have any sleep last night. And it just was, just all this stuff is sort of coming together. Kaboom. It's 47 past the hour.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, good times will be had by all as soon as we go through the top five tech stories of the week. And here I'm going to play the big voiced announcer, and Victoria Keelan is going to play the person who actually knows what she's talking about. So that's refreshing stuff. So let's see, the top five tech stories of the week, starting with number five.
Well, Apple Music subscribers got some good news this week. The song matching technology that is also called iTunes Match, which is a separate service that people pay for, myself included, $30 for the year, to get all of your old songs matched up with what is in the iTunes library, and then it gets synced up into the cloud so you never lose any of your music. All of that technology has actually been really great and really advanced, but Apple Music subscribers have not been benefiting from it. So now Apple announced this week that the same technology that Apple Match users have is now going to be translated over to Apple Music subscribers, and you no longer need to pay for two subscriptions. It's all going to be rolled into one, which is, you know, really great news, because in the past, with iTunes Match, if you had a song that was an acoustic version or a live version of something that you really wanted to keep, if iTunes didn't have that exact match in their system, they would give you a replacement, and that angered a lot of people. Yeah. So now you're not going to lose any of your stuff, and all of the technology makes matching a lot faster in your music library. So Apple subscribers, very, very happy about this. Now, if Apple does buy Tidal, which is a subscription service that I subscribe to for music streaming, then that will also be in place when people change over their Tidal libraries. So that's great news for everybody.
Number four.
EmojiCon, you know, we have Comic-Con, and then we've got big all the other cons. Yeah. So Comic-Con being
this
the biggest
like a
one.
Big con to me.
Yeah. Comic-Con, of course, is in San Diego every year, and then it's been branching off, and there's one in New York, and there's one in Chicago, and they're everywhere now. EmojiCon is a new thing, and this is actually happening this fall. Emoji Mania is in full force, so, of course, it made sense to have a convention that's completely devoted to all things emoji. EmojiCon will be held for the first time November 4th through the 6th in San Francisco. And at the event, the hottest names in the emoji world will be present, and participants who attend can see panels and workshops and explore emoji art exhibits.
And who might some of those people be?
Oh, you just
Mr.
wait
and
until
Mrs. Emoji?
Just wait there? Until the costumes come out. Right. People are going to be dressed like their favorite emojis. Right. And all the food that will be served will also be emoji food. So
you can bite somebody's face.
Yeah.
All right. Number three this week in the technology world.
Well, as a lot of us like to read in the summertime, you know, we have beach reads, pool reads, plane reads. Doug has farm reads. all the books that you love to read. Sometimes it's hard to find a good book that you really want to dive into and not waste your time or money. So there's a new app called Rico, which is short for recommend, and it links up to your Facebook account, and it finds people within your network who have also recommended books, and it aggregates all of that so you can basically judge based on your friends' tastes if you would like to take their recommendation, and you can buy all of these books that are right in the Rico app. The app is free, and you can purchase books directly from the app, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever sites you find the books at, and it's been highly rated so far. The founder of Rico says there's nothing better than having someone you trust recommend a really good book and tell you, hey, read this, it's irresistible.
Call it irresistible. All right, number two this week on the tech story list.
And, of course, more emoji stories. There are new predictive Swiftmojis, and this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. Swiftmoji is now available on iOS and Android. It's a third-party keyboard, just like Charlie Sheen's emojis or Kim Kardashian's emojis. And based on what you type in the text field, in a message or snap or an email, it will auto-predict what emojis would actually enhance your text or your message. So if you say, I'm going for a bike ride soon, I love you, to your significant other, the person riding the bike emoji pops up, along with the smiley blowing a kiss emoji. So it makes it really easy and faster to find the right emoji for your message.
Hooray! And the number one tech story of the week. This is actually very useful for lots and lots of people.
This was a really big story this week. Amazon has started this new service where if you order a sink or if you order any type of electrical equipment, an appliance, immediately it pops up with recommendations of electricians or plumbers in your area that Amazon recommends that you can hire to install your new appliance. So Angie's List, which really is the site that started all of this a long time ago, Angie's List is now a subscription-based service to give you even more information. So for $25 a year, you can have a guaranteed fair price and quality of service, and Angie's List is even reimbursing customers up to $100,000 if their recommendations don't work out. So it's a big competition for Amazon.
All right, part of the chart exploration this week, top five technology stories. Thank you to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Stefan.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.